takeaway time. Tim, take us away. Awesome. Takeaways.
I'll start by saying that we started off with honest, no BS, AI governance. Go, Victoria. And you kind of started off by saying that, you know, you love the term because of the fact that it can be very encompassing and a gateway that can unlock a lot of different conversation about AI, and not just the defensive aspects, but especially the bigger kind of value aspects and really finding what you call the big wins. You know, Juan mentioned, you know, everybody's doing these POCs and things like that. And how can we drive operational kind of value and production use of AI? And you said that, you know, in your experience, especially being in the healthcare industry and space, you've seen a lot of these little pop-ups. And when you think about, like, how you get the most value and avoid, you know, what we're going to maybe see more of now, these like FDA warnings for, you know, healthcare organizations using AI and potentially, you know, impactfully, you know, could be dangerous or risky ways. It's really a focus on humans, right? It's about human-centered digital transformation, where, you know, people, process, technology, and data, not just the people aspect, but all four of those aspects have a huge human element. And people, culture, you have to do this very intentionally. Process is very human. Technology, it's not just about the actual sort of AI itself. It's about how you're using it and the bigger picture that it fits into the human architecture. And data, of course, has a very human element to it as well. Jobs to be done, intentionality and context. So lots of human aspects here we need to focus on around AI governance. And you really kind of pushed for a bigger kind of tent for what AI governance can represent, that it's about helping organizations and individuals not just be compliant and have safe adoption, but to really ensure that we have the right impact. You know, business continuity being reimagined, business value delivery and innovation being reimagined, you know, not just sort of what we messed up in the past. Hey, the data science era, like, hey, let's, you know, machine learning, let's figure out what to use it for, right? Problem searching or solution searching for a problem. You know, let's take this with a very solution forward kind of mentality. So much more. That was just the tip of the iceberg of my notes. But Juan, what were your big takeaways?
So, like, I like how we discussed a little bit about the kind of the passing we've done with data. Like, you see data about being defensive, offensive, right? Defensive compliance and stuff, offensive optimized. We're right now in this whole era of AI that this is applicable too, right? We need to move quickly as possible in a safe way. Speed can't come at the expense of other things. But what changes a little bit now is that we have, like, think about, like, vulnerabilities around this, about your organization and even as people, as humans, like, that is now something that we were not doing before, like, in the whole data space. That's what really changes here. So we were really good at the retrospective, understand what worked and what didn't work. But now we really need to kind of figure out a way to kind of predict what the future is going to look like, and not the way we've done things in the past year is going to help around this. Which is interesting. We talk about, like, how do we get these invisible kind of processes out of people's heads? And what you describe is something like, I've seen other people trying to do this too. It's like, hey, let's go create the agent's going to interview the people, interview the expert executives about what they're planning to go do. And then in that process, you try to extract this thing, extract how they're doing things and the processes around that. The thing is that, you know, you acknowledge that we don't know what that next process is going to look like. And I think that's kind of what's really interesting. At least we need to understand what we have, how we're doing things today, such that we can go figure out how we can improve these things. And then there's those aspects of, like, people are being onboarded, and, like, how do they know those invisible processes? Like, this is actually how to get help. By the way, it's not just people, even the agents themselves, or onboarding agents need to go do that. And then we wrapped up with the whole AI ready data. And I think it's the very clear separation of, like, when you're doing things around language and text, yeah, maybe that scraping type of stuff is going to work, but numbers, right? When you see 5 in a column, what does that number mean, right? That data is captured. And I love how you said this. Data is going through a flow through an entire ecosystem of organization. Like, that's something we need to understand. It ties back to, like, how all that flow of the data ties back to your business processes you need to understand. You need audit trails for things, right? If, for example, data have different units, you need to understand what those units are and how to translate between them. How is it appropriate to use? How can I operate quickly? This was a really interesting one, is if I want to operate quickly, can I go to the raw or should I still go to the curated? And there's a change there. There's all these little different things, and all of this really defines what AI ready data is. And it's not just have a high data quality, whatever. It's like, this expands so much. How did we do?
Terrific. I think what I'm hearing sort of from both of you is that in a way, and again, right, I study the medical aspect of our world. Think of it maybe like a muscle was sort of the light bulb I just had as we were talking, right? It's a muscle and you have to treat your muscles well, right? And you have to, you can pull a muscle, you can hurt a muscle, you can strain a muscle, you can rip a muscle, right? But if you, you know, treat your muscle well, if you feed it with good things and an occasional cocktail, right? Your muscle will, you know, be able to push you harder, make you run faster, you know, and help you, you know, achieve a lot of great ambitions that you have. So in a way, I think that's my hope for this space.